Well, Dr. Stan, here at the Genesis Communication Network and coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's the 2nd of July, 2010. 2 days from now will be the 4th of July, and this is the day we celebrate our independence, the Declaration of Independence, that's signing led on to the Revolutionary War that created the country that we live in today, an amazing country that has given so many people so much freedom. But unfortunately, our government has been taken over by an invisible government that, of course, dates back to even before the Declaration of Independence was signed. Our people first came to this country in 1607. They formed the colony there at Jamestown, and then 1620, why the Plymouth colony was established, a Christian colony. And then Christians came from all over the world because this was the land of opportunity, and people wanted to be able to worship freely, and Congregationalists and Lutherans and Quakers and Huguenots and people from all the Protestant denominations. This was primarily a Protestant country, made up of people who objected to the official religions of Europe, and they wanted to be able to worship God as they saw fit. And really, it was this desire for individual freedom under God that led people to come from all over this world. People don't understand that certainly Harvard University was commissioned in 1639, just 19 years after the Plymouth Colony was established. Harvard was underway and certainly was built by 1650. Certainly in 1701, they built Yale University, and then by 1750, why Harvard College became, pardon me, Princeton College became a Princeton University. So remember, 1650, 1700, 1701, and 1751, the three great universities were established. All of them were set up, of course, to train men to be missionaries, to put out the word of God. And all of them were infiltrated by the dark forces, because about 1640, a group of Rosicrucians came from England under the auspices of Francis Bacon. Now, Francis Bacon died in 1626. But, of course, Francis Bacon was a Rosicrucian, and he had written a book called The New Atlantis, with the idea that the United States of America, of course, it wasn't the United States at that time, but this new continent would one day lead the world to the New Atlantis. And, of course, with the idea that this wonderful old society of Atlantis that supposedly had been destroyed before a great flood, and now they wanted to create a new Atlantis. Well, of course, these people were deeply involved in the occult and the mystery religions. And they were here in 1640, and certainly by the 1730s, less than 100 years later, they totally corrupted the morality of this country. And then we had the first Great Awakening, and it was out of that Great Awakening led by John Wesley and Jonathan Edwards and a few other ministers that challenged people and brought them back to a personal relationship with our Lord. It was out of that first great awakening here in America that came of this spirit of revolution, this idea that men should be free under God. Well, we'll have open lines if you'd like to call in. You have something you'd like to say. My telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. But, you know, we should be reading the Declaration of Independence every 4th of July so people will understand the background of this. This was written based upon Christian principles. And even though Thomas Jefferson was not a traditional Christian, he was relying upon the writings and beliefs of that time, which were founded in Christianity. And this is what he wrote. When, in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the cause which impel them to the separation. Now, when you read that, and you have to understand the phrases that are used there, the laws of nature and of nature's God. Those were ideas that had come from John Locke, a Christian philosopher who had lived during the 1600s, who wrote about, of course, the laws of nature and of nature's God, and that man had a right to be free because he was a creation of God. And John Locke also wrote about the right of life, liberty, and property. Life, liberty, and property. You could not be free if you didn't have your right to your life, your right to individual freedom, and the right of property was the very basis of all freedom. Now, in the Declaration of Independence, the original version concluded the words life, liberty, and property, and they had come from John Locke. And they changed that to pursuit of happiness. But if you read the Constitution itself, you will find that there's no place where they mention life and liberty. They don't mention property, and they mention that in two places. These were the terms that were put out by John Locke, and his writings, he basically said, that government governs best, that governs the least. You have to have government, but you want to limit the power of government so men could be free. And it was these ideas that were certainly encapsulated in the Declaration of Independence. Then, of course, we go to the next paragraph with those most famous of all words, which incidentally have been changed in modern-day textbooks because they don't want the young people to understand that our freedom comes from God, and that when the Masons took over our Supreme Court and took God and prayer out of our schools, they were moving us from being a Christian-based nation to a secular nation, which has always been the goal of Freemasonry. And then, of course, the next step would be to take us into this occult religion, which is what Freemasonry is all about, and worship their God, the great architect of the universe, not the God of the Holy Bible. Well, so in the next paragraph says this, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among nations, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. That's why we have government, to preserve our God-given rights. That's why the United States is different than any other nation in the world. Every other nation, you get your rights from government, and you have those rights which they give you. And the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights gives you all the rights that we have here in America, only they're subject to being withdrawn at any time the government wants to. And that's exactly what we're doing today, because there are people who hate individual freedom, who want to merge us into a one-world government. And that was the goal of the Rosicrucians back in 1640. It is the goal of the Rosicrucians and the Masons and the Theosophists and the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderbergers and the Trilateral Commission and certainly the central bankers and the people who run the great tax-exempt foundations and the New Age movement and the Skull and Bone Society and the Bohemian Grove, and all of these organizations have one thing in common. They want a one-world government controlled by a ruling elite. They want a new world religion. They want to destroy Christianity. They want to give the American people the same freedoms that they have in Mexico and in China, and they want to establish this ruling elite, which, of course, is them, because they're so much smarter than the rest of us. And you can read books like the book written by David Rothkopf, who's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. One of them is called Ruling the World, and the other is called The Superclass. Ruling the world and the superclass, and he will tell you there is a small group that runs our country, runs the world, maybe 6,000 people. He won't tell you who there are. He said, if I gave you the list, why, it might change, before this was published, or would change in a year or two. He understands what this is about. And they allowed him to put these books out because they're so self-confident. They think it's all done. It's slam dunk. They're going to be happy. They'll have their world government. They're going to plunge us into a war with Iran. They're going to bankrupt our people. And we will plead for the world government. Well, I'd like to know what you think. Is freedom worth fighting for? Maybe dying for? Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. What do you think?
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The Drain Claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The Drain Claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the Drain Claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the Drain Claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylamines, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
On air, online,
and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at Genesis Communication Network, and it's open lines. If you'd like to talk about the Declaration of Independence, what America means to you, is there a danger we could lose America? Have we already lost America? Is there an invisible government that is going to be leading us into a financial catastrophe? Is there an invisible government that's going to lead us into an unnecessary war with Iran? Is God going to bring his judgment on this nation because men and women do become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose? And And what are you out there in the listening audience doing to oppose the invisible government that controls our government, that has troops stationed in at least 135 nations throughout the world? Why do we have troops stationed there? Because there's an age-old plan to create a world government, and America's leading the way. Well, our telephone number, 800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791. We've got William calling from Wisconsin. Hi, William. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan.
Good to have you with us.
I've got a question for you. I was watching The New Atlantis, and when it got to the part about John Dee and Edward Kelly, it talked about the forces, the witchcraft they were in, giving them ideas for inventions. My question is, I understand that Benjamin Franklin was a Rosicrucian, and he was heavily into the occult. Is it possible that these forces gave Benjamin Franklin the idea for all of his inventions, too?
I believe absolutely. I mean, you have to understand that so many of the great, you know, so-called scientific advances have come from the occult. I mean, where does geometry come from? It comes from a man named Pythagoras, and Pythagoras, of course, lived in Greece sometimes about 500, 550 B.C., and he went over, of course, to the Near East, and he went to see the mystics there, and he tapped into the supernatural. He came back and established a mystery school where they talked the secret knowledge. It was on the east coast of Italy, and suddenly then a couple of generations later, you have coming along Socrates, but geometry, A squared plus B squared equals C squared, which is the basis of geometry, all came from the occult. Thomas Edison's ideas came from the occult. Thomas Edison was a disciple of Madame Blavatsky, and Benjamin Franklin was a disciple of the occult. Does that answer your question? Because I think it's a very valid point. Most people have never understood that so many of our good ideas will come from God, but our bad ideas will come from the devil. Believe me, the great battlefield is in our minds. And once you understand that, you wonder, where do I get these evil and terrible thoughts? I know I shouldn't be having them. They're coming from the devil. Yeah. When you get good thoughts, they come from God, and that's why you want to keep focused on the God of the Bible, and what you want to read the Bible and focus your attention there.
Well, I know they're still practicing Rosicrucians today. Could these spirits still be giving people ideas?
Sure they are. They're giving people ideas all over the world today, whether they're Rosicrucians or whether they're Theosophists or whether they're certainly in the Lucius Trust or whether they're in the New Age. All of these organizations are there. There's Templar organizations. There are Masonic organizations. I mean, the Trilogy, Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, Bilderbergers, their foundation is all in the occult. And if people understand that, nothing going on today makes any sense. And once you understand that, it all begins to make sense.
Mm.
But remember, as far as you are concerned, the battle takes place in your mind, and which way you got to go. You could have great wealth and great prosperity if you simply go over to the dark side. And that, of course, is the really first one of the great secrets of modern time, is that people, well, I don't know if you've seen the DVD, they sold their souls for rock and roll. But, of course, it's the story of so many of our people involved in rock music who actually made a pact with the devil. And, of course, that's why they had great talent and great prosperity and all the sex and drugs they wanted, but they paid a terrible price.
So do you think Dee and Kelly, did they unleash the forces that are now working towards the one world government, or was...
Absolutely, sure. I mean, this is what it's all about. And it has been a plan. If you've read Mandy P. Hall, his book, The Secret Destiny of America, it's very good. And we carry it. It's hard to get, but we carry it, but not in our regular catalog, because we don't want people to think we approve of it, but we have a special research catalog. And Mandy P. Hall, who was a Satanist, writing in The Secret Destiny of America, actually writes about how for 3,000 years there have been these secret societies bound together by secret oaths of these people have always expected that America, and they didn't even know what America was 3,000 years ago, but they knew that one day this country, one country, would lead the world into this one world government. that he called it an association of democratic societies. And then he talked about the emblem on the back of the dollar bill of being the emblem of that. And of course, he was writing his books sometime in the 30s or 40s. But Manly P. Hall was certainly a disciple of the occult. He was a Satanist. And and people need to understand this is the age-old plan. And, of course, America is leading the world towards the world government. Anything else you wanted to say?
Nope, just thank you very much for your show. It's my favorite podcast to listen to.
Well, I'm glad. God bless you. And have a wonderful 4th of July. And remember what 4th of July is all about.
Thank
it's
you.
About our Declaration of Independence. Our heritage of freedom, and we've got to reclaim it.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
God bless. All right, fine. Well, again, our number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Would like to know what you think, what you'd like to talk about, and certainly if not, why you're going to have to hear a monologue from me. But of course, one of my favorite speeches was actually one that was given by Patrick Henry. And it was in those times leading up to the Revolutionary War. And this is at least in part what he said. "They tell us, sir, that we're weak, unable to cope with so formidable an adversary." Now he's speaking about, of course, Great Britain. "But when shall we be stronger? Will it be next week or next year? Will it be when we're totally disarmed, when the British guards shall be stationed in every house? Shall we gather strength by irresolution and inaction? Shall we acquire the means of resistance by lying supinely on our backs and hugging the elusive phantom of hope until our enemies shall have bound us hand and foot? Sir, we are not weak, if we make the proper use of the means which God of nature hath placed in our power. The millions of people armed in the holy cause of liberty in such a country as that we possess are invincible by any force which our enemy can send against us. Besides, sir, we shall not fight our battles alone. There is a just God who presides over the destinies of nations, and who will raise up friends to fight our battles for us. The battle, sir, is not to the strong alone. It is the vigilant, the active, the brave. Besides, sir, we have no election. If we were base enough to desire it, it is now too late to retire from the contest. There is no retreat, but into submission and slavery. Our chains are forged. Their clanking may now be heard on the plains of Boston. The war is inevitable, and let it come. I repeat it, sir, let it come. It is in vain, sir, to eventuate the matter, gentlemen. May cry, peace, peace, but there is no peace. The war has actually begun. The next gale that sweeps from the north will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. Our brethren are already in the field. Why stand we here idle? What is it the gentlemen wish? What would they have? Give me liberty or give me death."
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio?
G-C-N.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, let me just finish off that wonderful speech by Patrick Henry, where he said this: why stand we here idle? What is it the gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. And those words inspired many of the men who fought in our Revolutionary War, and I hope they will fight inspire you. But our battle, Cynthia, is not with guns. Our battle is with ideas, and you have to help us get the information out with DVDs and with videotapes and with pamphlets and with flyers and with books, and get people to listen to our programs and begin to understand what freedom is all about. Liberty is limiting the power of the federal government, and there is an invisible government, and they've taken us from war to war, and they're about to take us into another war, and these are evil and wicked men. We have an invisible government. It's time that these subversive elements be exposed and tried for their treasonous acts. Well, let's go, of course. I think we have Anna calling from New Orleans. Hi, Anna. How are you doing?
No, it's Donna.
Anna. Okay, Anna. Thank you. Calling from New Orleans. How are things in New Orleans? Are you having any complications as far as the Gulf spill?
Not yet.
All right, fine. What would you like to talk about?
Concerning Carol Lombard's plane crash, do you know if there was anybody on that plane that the Brotherhood of Darkness wanted to get rid of?
I really don't, Anna. I really can't. Don't know what it was. Don't know anything about it.
Okay, I was just wondering because that's one of their methods.
I'll tell you what, an awful lot of people have had plane crashes they want to get rid of, but I can't comment on that, or I'll be like that unidentifiable source who said off the record that he had no comment. Anything else we can do for you?
Yeah, I wanted to know how many months or years of food and medical supplies you have stored up?
Well, I think that you ought to have at least 6 months. I really do, if you can possibly have it, and longer if you can afford it. But the major thing is really the expense, and, of course, where do you put it? And you have to keep it someplace where it's cool, or certainly the food will not hold up as well over a period of years. But I would say try, if you possibly can, to have at least 6 months on hand. We're moving into very, very difficult times. Okay?
When you say cool, what temperature is that? Because it's
well,
hot.
I can say just cool. I mean, certainly not what it would be when you're outside there in New Orleans.
But okay. I mean, if the power goes out, it's hot here.
I know it's out, and that's why, like, if you have, you know, what they used to use in olden times was a root cellar. But if you have a basement, usually basement.
You don't have that in New Orleans, though.
I know.
When you dig the ground, there's water.
I know. Anyway, that's all I can tell you. But for people elsewhere, if you can get a root cellar, it's a good place to go. Hey, thanks so much for calling, Anna. Right now, we've got Jim calling in West Virginia. Hi, Jim.
Thank you for always covering as many subjects and letting your guests talk whenever they're here. I've been awake for about as long as you have, and I found the first thing in 45 years that has given me real hope. It didn't turn out to be a scam or anything like that. It's called the Restore America Plan. Now, behind the scenes, through lawyer tricks and subterfuge over the span of a century and a half, the banksters have slowly replaced our legitimate de jure government with an illegitimate de facto corporation posing as our government. It's running every facet of our lives. Now, we are taking it back legitimately, peacefully, a little at a time. And if we don't take it back peacefully, you know what happens. It goes bad. Now, there are some conference calls which are going on several nights a week and an access code. And I can give them to you if you're interested, okay?
Well, why don't you just give a couple of them, then, because we got a couple of other callers. But you go
sure,
ahead.
Sure,
and
I'll make this pretty quick. They're on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday nights. Tuesday, Wednesday, Fridays, 7 and 9, two different times, Central Time.
Okay, and what is the basic idea? How are you going to take the government away from these people who control the military, who control the police, who control the wealth of our nations, who control the media, and certainly they even control the elections. They rig the elections. How is Restore America going to take it back again?
Well, I'm rather amazed at it, but you see, the legitimate government walked out, stopped, ceased in 1860 when the Southern senators walked out. And then President Lincoln, even though I'm sure he did many good things, he replaced it with a de facto government.
Okay, but what are we going to do now at this point?
Well, number one, first of all, there's education. You have to understand that, well, if you look into the – there's a website, and you can kind of get a real good glimpse as to what's going on and why and how they took it. And we're trying to take it back peacefully. Now, I will tell you ahead of time, this isn't a scam. I can smell those a mile away. I've been hit by a few of those. It isn't COINTELPRO. It's already in progress, and it's real.
All right. Why don't you give us the website so people can go there, okay?
Well, it isn't. It doesn't have anything to do with violence. It isn't a cult. It isn't killing anybody. Despite mainstream.
Give us the website, Jim.
Sure. Okay. AmericanDreamPreservation.com.
AmericanDreamPreservation.com. Okay.
Yes, sir. Just look at it, and I'd like to have your take on it sometime. Please, I beg you. Can you give us what you think about it?
Well, I will when I have a chance to look at it. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
No, unless you want the phone number. But
go ahead and put out the phone number if you want
to. I'll do it. Well, for whatever. Some people might not have the net. Okay, it's 712-432-0075. Repeat, 712-432-0075. And they'll ask for an access number. And that's 793-323. And once again, 793-323, followed by the pound sign. And I'd love to hear your take on it, Doc.
All right, fine. God bless
you.
And thanks so much. And let's go to Janan calling from Texas. And once again, our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791, and I'll look into this. I don't know if there's anything here that's worthwhile. It may be. It may not be. We will once again just straddle the fence. Go ahead, Janan. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. I just wanted to compare and contrast a mainstream news story of today with a story that your shows have brought out very recently. Our Homeland Security Secretary named Janet Napolitano has unveiled a national See Something, Say Something campaign in New York City. And this See Something, Say Something is to encourage, I guess, people who ride public transportation in the New York City area, if they see something suspicious that might be a terrorist thing, that they're to say something. They're to call the FBI or the police or speak up and bring it forward. This is part of our anti-terrorism campaign. See something, say something, encouraging the citizens to speak up and say something if something looks like it's suspicious looking. Well, then you had this man named Paul Williams on your shows lately, and he has brought forward and said something about Islamic terrorist training camps all over in the USA, and the FBI and the CIA just ignore him and won't do a thing about it. I mean, he's seeing something and he's saying something, and the FBI doesn't want anything to do with it about, you know, and it's about terrorism. And I just have a hard time digesting that, and I just thought I'd tell you about it and see what you think.
Well, first of all, you have to understand that Janet DiPaolo and all of the other people on this thing are trying to convince us there's really a terrorist threat from within. Now, it's not to say there's not a terrorist threat from within, but right now it's being contained because it's being financed directly or indirectly by our own government, as this entire terrorist movement has been from the beginning. Yes, every time we send our drones out over in Afghanistan or Pakistan and kill helpless women and children there and wipe out whole families, why their relatives become intensely hateful of America, and some of these people may even come over here and commit isolated acts of terrorism. But we've never had any major acts of terrorism really dating back to September 11th, except for this one military officer. But you know, who went around and killed a number of people on a military base. And you know, that guy violated the law. There's a law against having weapons on a military base, of all things. So nobody can defend themselves when an Islamic radical starts shooting. And when people said, well, this was an act of Islamic terrorism, people said, oh, no, it probably had nothing to do with that. We'll be right back.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you.
Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and we've got Janan on the line. Janan, let me just go into the background of this whole terrorist movement. It has been a scam for a long time. If you haven't read the book we carry called The Devil's Game, as Sidney Robert Dreyfus goes into the fact that this whole radical form of Islam was non-existent. The only place it existed was the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, which was financed by MI6, 50 years ago. And the Wahhabis in Saudi Arabia. But these were all financed initially by MI6, later on by the Central Intelligence Agency. And then, of course, the United States began to print textbooks that contained this whole message of radical Islam and how wonderful it was to kill, the non-believers. We were printing textbooks. We're telling the young students it was all right to kill Christians and Jews. What sort of madness is that? Well, what would you expect? We had to create an enemy. And then, of course, we fostered the Afghan war there in the 1980s, where we recruited Mujahideen, Islamic fighters from all over the world, and we indoctrinated them with this radical form of Islam. And we're still financing this whole movement. And I can give you at least a dozen articles out of the places like the New York Times and the Washington Post that talks about how the Pakistani intelligence is financing the Taliban and Al-Qaeda today, and they're the ones who are killing our boys over there. We've created the best enemy monies could buy. You can certainly go back and read the articles that Richard Haass, presently the chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations, a member of the Trilateral Commission, and he's now in the American State Department at the present time, advising President Obama. But Richard Haass in 1996 was writing about how, in the future, when the terrorist attack came, that, of course, we're going to have long lines at airports, and we're going to have a long lines to get into a federal building, and all the things we're going to have to give up because of the terrorist attack. Ladies and gentlemen, there weren't any terrorist attacks in 1996. They planned this whole thing. The article was originally written in the Washington Post, and somebody removed it from their files. In fact, John Birch Society in their magazine, The New American, quoted this article several times, and their copies of it disappeared. Fortunately, we do have a copy, and we quoted it, and we make it available to people who'd like to see it. 1996, they were already planning on everything going on today. It's all a scam. Did you notice that after the underwear bomber, of course, tried to blow up the plane by igniting his underwear with lighting a fuse? Of course, it couldn't have done it because the type of explosives needed a blasting cap. And this poor boy will spend the rest of his life in prison for committing out a terrorist attack that never would have worked. But did you notice just a few days after that, suddenly we have these scanners ready to install, these ones that will see through your underwear and give a naked picture of you? How did they get those so quickly? They must have awfully fast machinery. Within a few days after that attack, are they going to put these things in all the airports to protect us? Jeanette, it's all a scam, and it's about time the American people understood it.
Well, thank you for that explanation, Dr. Stan, and I mean, it's just, there's so many incongruencies in what we, you know, the truth we hear on your show and then what we get in the mainstream media, and it's just hard to put it all together sometimes. But anyway, God bless you, and God bless America. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Thanks very much, Janan. And well, it's just about through the hour. Remember, 2 days from now, the 4th of July. And I hope you'll get out a copy of the Declaration of Independence and read it through. As our founders talked about nature's God. They talked about our Creator. They talked about the supreme ruler of the universe. And, of course, they were relying, certainly, on the... we pledge our lives, our fortune, and our sacred honor to actually creating this nation. I wonder how many people today are willing to pledge their lives and their fortune and their sacred honor to preserve America. Well, certainly I don't want to preserve the America we have today. I want to restore the America that's been stolen from us by these wicked and evil people. They know what they're doing. They're a subversive element. And why doesn't anybody ever call them subversive? They're treasonous. They're working to undermine our Constitution. And that, of course, is treason. Many of these people have sworn to uphold the Constitution and to defend it against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And yet they are the domestic enemies of the Constitution they're supposed to be defending us from. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to help us get the information out. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get it. It's the best overview of this, very short, very incomplete, but at least gives you an overview. Go to our website and pull down the material we have. Certainly our little pamphlet on the foreknowledge, 911. There's three of them in this set that you can get. We have articles certainly on the financial collapse, the financial meltdown is 1-5 letter series. And we have the prophetic warning of the warning that President Andrew Jackson gave in 1837 with my commentaries. You need to read it and reread it because he was telling us the banks were going to take over our government, and they have. They're in control today. But you have to understand, you go into the Trilateral Commission, the North American chapter, who belongs? The head of Goldman Sachs. What a coincidence. The head of J.P. Morgan Chase. The head of Citigroup. All, of course, related to the Rothschilds and to the Rockefellers. And this is not a Jewish conspiracy. It's a satanic conspiracy. And this is the most carefully kept secret of modern times. And you have to understand it, and you have to help us get the information out. There really are people here who have knowingly given their lives and their souls to Satan for political advantage. And they want to lead the world. And they are part of a secret cabal. And you can't have a free society when you have secret organizations that hold secret meetings and have their people planted surrounding successor presidents of the United States. And it is not simply by accident that from 1977 to the year 2008, every president of the United States and or vice president, every president of the United States and or vice president of the United States was a member of the Trilateral Commission that's never had in the North American chapter more than 87 or 88 members. You think that happened by accident? And if you do, I'd like to be glad to send you part of my interest in this great bridge we have across Monterey Bay. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, help us get the information out and go to our website, read our newsletters, radioliberty.com, pull the newsletters down, copy them. April newsletter is an excellent source of information. Copy it, circulate it, get people to read it, ask them to challenge it. Go to the original source. We carry Professor Quigley's books, The Anglo-American Establishment, Tragedy and Hope. Certainly we have, of course, information on the background of communism. We finance communism since its inception. This latest scam about, oh my goodness, we've got 10 Soviet spies in America. Ladies and gentlemen, we bring the Soviet scientists over here and we show them all of our secrets. Why are we worried about 10 spies? It's all a diversion. And you read what Professor Quigley said when he wrote his book in 1966, Tragedy and Hope, and he talks about all those people think, oh my goodness, you know, we turned Eastern Europe over to the communists and China over to the communists and North Korea over to the communists because we had communists working at our State Department. And he said how ridiculous that is. It wasn't, sure we had communists working there, but they weren't the ones who were making the decision. It was these people in the Anglo-American establishment, these nice people who had these ideas, and sometimes they made foolish mistakes. Ladies and gentlemen, they didn't make mistakes. They knew what they were doing. They were traitors to our country, and they want to bring about a world government, and Quigley agreed with them. He just didn't think it should be secret. And ladies and gentlemen, there really was a secret society. It exists to this day. That's why they suppressed Professor Quigley's books. He couldn't get his first book published. In fact, it wasn't published for 32 years. He finished it in 49. It was published 4 years after he died by a gentleman, and I've talked to him, who was afraid to come on to my programs and mention he was the man who published the book initially, under Books in Focus, with a fictitious address at Grand Central Station. I finally tracked him down, asked him to come on and speak about it, and he said, oh, well, it might detract from what I'm doing today. But at least we're grateful to him for publishing the book, although I found most of the manuscript among Professor Quigley's papers when I back to Georgetown, and I went through his papers and I found the records of how he knew about the secret society. There's no question the secret society was real, is real, it's still working today. They're holding secret meetings, they're planning on destroying this country, and of course they certainly are going to destroy our economy. They're going to plunge us into a war over with Iran. An awful lot of American boys are going to die. Are you concerned? Please go back and read in my August 2005 newsletter the writings of the Major General Smedley Butler, who got 2 Congressional Medals of Honor. The title of the article is War is a Racket, and he realized it was all a lie. He'd risked his life, it led many men into battle who died, and it was all a racket for the people of great wealth. He didn't understand the Brotherhood of Darkness, but he knew it was fraudulent. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.